This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are...
We are ooh.
I have been ooh before.
And we're live.
We're live.
Are you sure, Swipe?
Yes, I'm sure.
We're really live.
I wish I had the microphone near him when he said that.
Yep.
Yeah. We are ooh.
No, because it said recording first.
Oh, it said recording, then
and
now then live.
And you pronounce recording. All right.
You become Isn't viewers? That the same thing?
No, because it went off
live. Any viewers?
Six.
Hello, six viewers.
11
viewers.
All right, hello.
16.
Wow, all of you.
In,
hello.
In variables of 5 and 6.
You know what I'd like to know? I'd like to know what you guys are doing while you're watching this.
Yeah.
Like what
yeah
you're supposed to be doing.
Do you have pants on?
Let's turn this on you. See, right, we want to know what you're up to.
What are you
to
doing?
What are you supposed to be doing while you're watching?
Are you at
this
work right now? Are you totally effing off or what?
Right. Are you supposed to be performing brain surgery
yeah
or
right
directing traffic or...
Not driving.
Solving world peace.
Right.
Adam is already impressed that Swipe has the camera correct today.
Nice. Look at that. See, you got a thumbs up already.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Martin says he's on vacation. Good to hear you guys again.
Oh, cool.
Oh, he's up this early?
Shirley
oh
Ann is working.
Oh, wait, he's on vacation.
Yep.
Right.
It says, Martin says, on vacation. Good to hear you again.
Where, Martin?
Where Martin?
He must
where
be
Martin?
It's not St.
Martin. That sounds like an island. Where right Martin?
Where Martin?
I'm vacationing in where Martin?
Oh, like a
is
province,
Martin
a province
vacationing
of
in St. Martin?
Where Martin?
John says he's driving.
Oh.
I hope not, John.
I love that. Voice, he's watching Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And texting us.
Yeah, well, you know, that's boring.
Yeah.
You can't
while driving.
You can't just drive. It's boring. You had something while you're doing it.
Lots of people at work. Working.
Cool.
On the work truck.
On the work truck.
The work
cool
truck.
Right.
Martin is in Vegas, by the way.
Anybody, okay.
Oh, no
anybody,
shit.
Anybody milking a cow? No.
You know, I've never been to Vegas.
Me neither.
Really?
I've never
yeah
been. No.
I went.
Bucket list.
But I was not 18. I was in high school. So, like, they keep
18
you moving when you're in the casinos. You know, they don't want you to stop because I couldn't gamble.
Oh.
So I went to, like, the big fun attractions. Like, Madame Tussauds was my favorite. The Wax Museum.
That was your favorite?
Yeah, I was like 16. I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'd be a 16-year-old.
I don't understand those attractions.
Why?
Nothing happens.
Hey, keep it down. What the hell? We're trying to do stuff over here.
We're trying to sleep, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, I was taken away with the Aussie tune.
Look who it is, everybody.
Mama. I'm coming home. Your baby's on his way. Mama.
The wig master!
Yeah. Get the blender on, mama!
What are we wigging out about later?
You know, I don't know. I'm
something
thinking, I saw so many accidents on the Merritt this week. Maybe people need some guidance.
Wow.
Like,
maybe.
Driving tips.
Wiggy's driving
like
school.
Just because the car in front of you started to move, and it looks like it's a clear area, don't count on that person having the since God gave a turnip.
Okay, so one thing would be don't be on Facebook Live watching us and texting us.
John.
Right, John, while you're driving.
Right.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Especially not on the Merritt.
Really?
Yeah, the Merritt.
John, you just pissed off the wig master.
Somebody John should take a machete to your hand.
The dull end. The dull end.
Right, just to all trim right his fingernails. That's all.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just enough to break the wrist.
I'm laughing.
The wig master!
Yeah. I love
and
that.
Rare
little cameo, yeah. That's
cameo
awesome
from the wig master. We yeah should do that every week.
That's great.
Mm. Megilla is bragging that the McDonald's across the street from him is serving the McRib.
Ah, look at that. Megilla should be eating those.
Has Megilla had one?
I don't know.
Megilla?
Megilla?
I remember Megilla.
Megilla?
Megilla is the person who would eat one in front of his son.
He would.
His son was
starving,
wincing with hunger pains.
Exactly. He would. He would. And he would take slow bites and go,
Daddy.
Daddy, I'm wincing with pain.
I haven't had any food in months, Daddy.
So he says, yes, he's had one.
Why is his son British?
Because it's just his name's Owen.
That's just how it happened.
I don't know.
You weren't there for it. Shut up, Ashley.
Yeah, yeah, don't bring the past
why
up.
Why is
Christ
his
sake
son British? That's an excellent
because
question.
Because his name is Owen, and for some reason he just became British.
He
No, it sounded funny. No, because
he's
doing
not British,
right?
He was here. He was here, and his wife and his son were still in Florida while this massive hurricane was coming through.
Right. Yeah,
but so he was on the air. We were teasing him.
Why become British?
Right. Go ahead.
So yeah, so he was here for like a bachelor party or something.
Wedding,
right? But the Owen voice was some kid from a cartoon that has a British voice.
I think I just started going, "Daddy, I'd like to go to the wedding," and then it just sort of like it just morphed from one thing to another.
Daddy,
and then the next thing we're like, "Why is he British?"
Daddy,
it doesn't matter. It's funny.
Daddy, I'd like to have some food now, Daddy.
Yeah. Daddy, I'd like a McRib, Daddy.
You've eaten one of my McRibs, Daddy. You said it was baby back.
Hello, Magella.
Hey, man.
Hi.
What is everyone else doing?
Gino's asking, has the toy drive date been released?
Yes. Has it?
Yeah.
Not really.
Officially?
It's December 6th.
Mm. Yep.
Very early this year.
Yes, it is.
So,
buy your toys now.
I'm worried about that because no one's even thinking about Christmas until like the 15th.
Yeah.
And we're going to be asking people to get psyched and take time off and get toys and come
the week after Thanksgiving.
6th.
Yeah.
It's the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you
Thanksgiving,
you still have
toy drive.
You still have
boom,
food
boom.
Over. Yeah.
Right.
What I can tell, the toy drive is not posted on the WPLR page yet.
Ah. All right. So there's your
exclusive.
There's your exclusive.
But don't tell the boss we said
just
so.
Did a coplic here.
Yeah, don't tell the boss we said
we released
so.
The day before it was supposed to be released.
Right, everybody keep it to yourselves.
Yeah,
thank you
should know, and thank you for that. That's a good question. December 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still, we're not at tightening the bolt stage. We're at finding the bolt stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're focused on the Monsters Ball now, a week from tonight.
Super Hell focused. Yes!
Super focused.
After that, it's like super crunch time.
Yeah. Ashley, are you still going to be what you said you were going to be yesterday?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
You're the worst.
The thing is, like, I get put so much pressure on myself because this is one of my favorite holidays. I think
but
my
no
favorite holiday. Well, but the problem is that, like, I want it to be like a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
She's also a 6-year-old child. So,
at
you know,
heart, yes.
Halloween matters a lot to her.
Yeah, this is
a
big deal.
I get to dress up.
Not at heart, at brain.
Yeah. What was that?
Not at heart, at brain. She's 6 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yes, we are. All right, toys.
Anything else? We got to get Phil out of here. He's all pissed off.
Yeah, he's got to go.
For a number of reasons.
Well, I'm tired, number one.
He's bitchy.
These goddamn baseball games don't start until after 8:15 now.
Goddamn. You don't have to watch them.
Yes, I do, because this is what's going to happen. Because I tried this. I get into bed, and then I'm just on my phone following on the app anyway. So I don't go to sleep until the game ends anyway,
yeah.
Or I'm on Twitter following along. So I might as well sit up and watch.
So you can't wake up in the morning
and
look
and
watch a highlight reel?
No, because first of all, I have to talk about it the next day. So I got to know what's going on.
But a highlight reel will give you all that.
Sometimes, but like...
You're just not built up in the drama.
No. Yeah, and it's hard to just be like, this hit, and then 3 innings later, this hit. I'm like, yeah, who cares? Like, what happened to me? I want to know. Baseball is a sport that I really love, so I want to follow every second. I could sleep through some football games if they
so
go on too late.
So you're mad at yourself.
No, these games should not be starting as late as they are. They are still thinking that it's 1991 and the baseball games end at 2.5 hours later.
But
it's a 4.5-hour game
it's
now.
It's West Coast. So you got to get prime time.
They start at 7
rates.
O'clock during the regular season. The games should start at 7. That's the latest that they start on the East Coast, unless it's like the special ESPN Sunday night baseball game.
7 o'clock here
mm-hmm.
is 4 o'clock there.
Yeah, I know.
Right. And you're not going to get prime time ad rates.
That's it,
4
tough
o'clock
shit,
in California.
That's it, tough shit.
So,
then why are they having 4 o'clock games
why are we
on Tuesday?
Them?
The game started at 4.
Why are we favoring them?
I don't know.
It should be fair.
It doesn't make sense.
It
That's my point.
It should be
just
fair.
Just start the fucking game
he's
at 7
off,
like it does during
camera.
The regular season. I mean. So now I'm up until 12:22 watching this fucking game, and then it's not even like I come in like, they won. It was worth it. Like, they fucking got crushed. It's like watching somebody slowly drown, and you can't do anything to help them. It's brutal. It fucking sucks.
And then now you have no sleep. You got to get
no
out of
sleep.
Here by 11:30.
I got to get out of here. I got to go to a wedding.
A wedding.
Yep. These Friday you weddings.
You got to get all dressed
my
up.
My sister did one, so, you know. I get it.
You can't bitch too loud about it.
No, I'll bitch about it. It sucks. It sucks when you got to especially leave the state. You know, and I took that Friday off. Like, I don't really have that ability. I should have just taken
the
day off.
Friday wedding, I think you book it because Saturdays are full at the place you want to have
it. Yeah, they get full.
It.
Yeah.
I just had a Thursday wedding. Like a Thursday? Who goes to a wedding on a Thursday?
I've never
there
heard of
Sunday
that.
There are Sunday weddings now.
Yeah, yes. Sundays. Yeah.
Sundays. Right. But not Thursdays.
I can see a Sunday over a Thursday, though. Thursday?
Hmm.
Yeah, Thursday.
Sunday's tough for me because, yeah. you know, all your guests, all they're thinking about is, I got laundry, I got to get the
yeah,
kids.
You work.
Well, you can't
school,
recover.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. So you're taking Monday off. Yep, exactly.
Oh, good. So wedding.
Yep.
If you see Phil at this wedding, ask him about the Yankees.
Yes.
In depth.
I mean, but that's the thing, too. It's like, I'm going to definitely be following this game now at the wedding. And, like, I feel bad.
Right.
Like, I don't mind. I like going to weddings
right.
a lot. But the other thing is, like, now I've worked, so now I have to go home, get ready, leave. Like, I'm not going to have time to rest before this wedding. So now, like, I, you know, I've had 3 hours of sleep or whatever, so I'm going to be shot. What, AJ?
You know.
Just sleep while you're driving. I do all the time.
It's a problem when you get married in late September, October.
Because it gets darker sooner?
Especially around here. The Yankees are in it. Your guests want to watch the fucking game.
Yeah.
So what happens?
You got
on in the bar.
You gotta you gotta let it happen.
Where is everybody?
Yeah. The bar.
In the bar.
They're in the bar,
watching
the game.
Exactly.
It's like, this is my wedding. It's like, yeah, well.
Or someone's got it on their phone.
That's the New York Yankees.
Someone's watching on their phone. So this one table has a shitload of people around them.
I was at a wedding the last time the Rangers went to the Stanley Cup final, and the couple was so cool about it. They were like, what's the score? Like, they knew everyone was watching. So they're just like, we might as well start with like asking the people who give a shit, like, what's going on?
That's
and then
cool.
like every like something would happen and like you'd hear a cheer and everybody like, hold on, and they like grab the mic and like just, you know.
You make it a part of it.
You have to.
You
because it's going to be a part of it anyway.
You can't fight it.
You might as well embrace it. Exactly.
Here's the perfect example of that, right? Okay. Jimi Hendrix is playing in England on a Sunday.
Okay.
Friday, the Beatles release Sgt. Pepper's. So you're doing a concert in England, everyone's coming, you're a thing. It's like, how do I not acknowledge the most popular fucking rock and roll band just released an album that's been anticipated? It's the first album that took them a year to record. Everyone's been waiting for this. Everyone's talking about it. You can't go to any music circle and not hear, did you hear that album?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
OMG.
So he learns the whole album, and that Sunday night he comes out and plays the whole album from beginning to end.
Wow.
And everyone's just sitting there with their jaws are like, Paul McCartney was in the audience, like,
You're such a dick, I can't believe you did
like,
that.
How the hell did he learn that?
You're such a dick, would you
it
do that?
It took them a year to, yeah.
Yep.
That's what so he just embraced it.
I'd be pissed.
That's what, you just got to own it.
What else can you do?
Yeah, you just
roll the TV out tonight.
You just totally C-blocked my gig.
You should bring a TV and say, here's the wedding gift, and it's already plugged in.
Exactly.
The game's on.
Crazy.
Stop at Walmart.
That's awesome.
Oh, you'd be a hit. Yeah.
They'll love you. Except for two people.
Right. Well, I bet you the groom would be in.
All right, so
it.
One person.
Who are these people?
Cousins of Amanda.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So it's not getting love.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're huge fans of the show, too. Like, I'm really excited to be, attending this wedding because I know that they get really excited when they get to hang out with us. So I'm really looking forward to spending this time. It's just a tough day for me. So like I'm making this about me a lot, and I know.
Hey,
but like I just want to be like, I don't want to be at the table at 7:30 a.m. in my phone watching the Yankees, you know, or like this where I'm just like, I just want to go home.
You know,
like I'm just so tired.
You know what to do so you're not looking at your phone, you're not being rude.
Yeah,
you put a little earpiece.
That's what a lot of people are saying that in the comments. Like, I see you. I see you.
But you know
guys.
What's great about that? So you'll be sitting there talking, you know, my grandmother just passed away. Holy shit! That's fucking awesome! Wait. What?
I mean,
your grandmother died.
I mean,
No. Sorry,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Funny.
I have Tourette's.
That'd be a good time.
That'll work.
You know what? How... I don't know. Has any of these shows that prank people? You got to do
like
that, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. What's that one that's on all the time? The
Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, those guys.
I love that one. Yeah.
You know, here's the problem with that show. It's all fake.
Yeah, it's set up.
So you can't record anybody. You can't include them in a bit. You can't do any of that unless people sign waivers.
Permission.
So none of those people who walk into like a parts store don't know they're walking into a television show. They all know.
Yeah.
So. And after all these years and all these episodes, and by the way, that whole channel, all it is them.
Yeah.
True TV.
No one says, hey, you're the Impractical Jokers guys.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, no one like fingers them out. Yeah,
yeah, no one recognizes
yeah,
them.
Right, they're not just guys or anything. Yeah,
but it is a well done show, and those guys are really funny. And to take an idea that should have been a 3-month idea and turn it into
a career,
multi-million dollar
an empire
entity.
Yeah.
They deserve all the credit.
Yes, kudos.
By the way, just to go back to the Yankees real quick, do you know what time the game is tonight?
9 o'clock.
7! It doesn't make any sense!
Now, why didn't they do it?
I'm done. That's it. No, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, they could have done it late on a Friday.
That is the day it makes sense to put it late, Chaz.
Right.
Like, what the,
on a Friday.
What are you doing?
Maybe they know you're going to bed early thing.
We're going to send a clip of this to Brian Cashman.
It's not. He doesn't set the times. It's fucking commissioner.
No, just for the
Rob Manfred, get your shit together.
Just for help.
You fuck face.
Come on.
Right. Yeah. God damn it. All right. Anything else?
Also, I'm sorry.
Apparently,
no, go ahead. What
no,
you got?
There's a Thursday night football game on. So it's like, oh, you don't want to compete with football. Let's start the game at the same fucking time.
Right.
No, start it an hour earlier. Maybe you get that crowd interested
They're
in the game.
They're locked in.
They're locked in. They don't even fucking turn the channel.
Right.
At least you get that hour where it's uninterrupted. There's nothing else going on.
Ashley, you got to get the baseball commissioner on the show.
Fucking get
right.
that motherfucker on right
okay.
now.
Okay, oh my God.
I got some shit
studio.
I want to say.
Look under fucking motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, okay, is that where
yeah,
I can start?
Yeah, he's in the phone.
That's what
okay.
you just said.
Under fucking motherfucker.
Right,
okay,
you just
so
said.
F.
Yes.
All right.
All right, anything else? Monsters Balls tickets. Monsters Balls.
Monster Balls.
Monsters Balls.
Monsters Balls tickets.
That's what it should be called.
Monsters Balls.
Yes. No, the Monsters tickets. Ball tickets.
Come see the Monsters Balls.
Monsters Balls.
1 year. Have we had a design for the Monster Ball where it's Monsters Balls?
We should do this.
What are we doing?
Seems stupid that we haven't had that yet.
What are we doing with our lives?
Right. Or we should hang them at the entrance.
We only have a week
when everybody
left.
Walks
like
in.
Mistletoe?
You have to kiss. You're under the Monster Balls.
They're missile balls.
Kiss where it stinks.
Missile balls.
Kiss where it stinks.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go, please buy your tickets, and maybe we'll see you at Tools Plus.
Tomorrow.
On Whataburg. The 19th.
Yes.
Whataburg tomorrow.
And then, have a good time at the wedding.
Yep. Yeah.
Everyone, we said hey.
Will do.
Hey.
Congratulations to...
Eric!
Right. And go Yankees tonight. They got to.
Eric and...
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Eric and can't remember.
No way.
We're looking her up now.
I don't have it.
Eric and the bride.
Right. There's only one bride.
Yes, we'd like to say congratulations to the bride and the groom.
Yes.
The no name.
I put
bride.
You on the spot. I shouldn't have.
We'll call her
yeah,
no
I'm sorry. I don't know.
No name.
Yeah.
No Nami.
Yeah. Thank you for viewing. And we'll see you back here Monday, if not over the weekend.
Yes.
Thank you.
Peace
Bye-bye.
Out.
Bye.
Thank you, Swipe.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.